and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a primer of what organizations need to look for when hiring a third-party ERP implementation partner. Joining us today is Eric Kimberling, an ERP implementation and benefits realization expert, and he's also president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, an independent ERP consulting firm in Denver. Eric, welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, first off, can you define for us, Eric, what an ERP consultant is, first of all, and what they typically do for an organization?
Well, that's a good starting point question, Chris. What an ERP consultant does is typically they'll guide clients through the entire ERP software lifecycle for organizations. So they'll help companies evaluate and select potential ERP solutions. They'll help with the implementation. They'll help with the configuration of software, the implementation of the software. And they'll also handle, typically if they're a good ERP consultant, they'll address some of the softer or non-technical issues of an ERP implementation, such as organizational change and benefits realization. So in a nutshell, I know we'll dive into some of those areas in a little bit more detail as you ask your questions. But in a nutshell, what ERP consultants do is provide full lifecycle support for ERP initiatives.
Okay. So what's the difference then between an ERP consultant and a systems integrator?
Well, that's a great question. And there's a lot of buzzwords in the industry that get used interchangeably and get used a little loosely. But generally, what I would consider an ERP consultant versus a system integrator is a system integrator is generally going to be more focused on the software itself. They're very much a software installation or a software implementation focused type of organization with, you know, corresponding methodologies.
Right.
Whereas an ERP consultant is generally going to be more of a approach that's more focused on business implementation. So it's looking at not just how can the software work and how can the software improve some of the client's business operations, but how can a ERP consultant would look more at how can we re-engineer business processes, how can we effectively make sure that the organizational change management is handled appropriately, mm-hmm. and how can we treat it as more of a business transformation effort rather than just a software initiative. And I think that's the biggest difference between an ERP consultant and a systems integrator. A systems integrator takes a more myopic approach and looks more at kind of a software installation, whereas an ERP consultant, when in the terms that we consider ERP consultant, would look at it more as a business transformation effort.
Okay. So what would you say are the top three things then that an organization needs to look for in an ERP consulting partner?
Well, that's a great question, and it's an important one because there are so many options in the marketplace. I mean, there's a lot of system integrators out there, a lot of ERP consultants or companies that claim to do ERP consulting. There's also value-added resellers and staffing firms, all types of organizations out there that are providing alleged ERP consulting services. And so the big three things that I think companies need to look for, first of all, innovation and thought leadership. I think that's something that's very important because there's so many options in the marketplace. I hate to say they're a dime a dozen, but there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of system integrators and ERP consulting firms just in North America alone.
Wow.
For all the various different types of ERP solutions. So mm-hmm. a lot of options out there. And so you want to look at, you know, the types of organizations that are kind of leading the pack in providing innovation and providing the thought leadership. You know, is it a company that's going to get quoted by the press pretty often? Are they, do they have a good client base? Are they providing innovation in the marketplace? Does the marketplace recognize them as thought leaders and innovators in the marketplace? And that's generally a good indicator of the type of consulting organization you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, would be independence. So is it a company that's more interested in selling you additional software or selling you software services that kind of benefits the organization, the consulting organization, or is it an independent firm that will help you do whatever's right for your business rather than, you know, what's going to kind of line the pockets of the organization itself?
Right.
And then third would be proven methodologies and measurable results. So is it a company that's just, you know, they're kind of a they're subject matter experts in the software, but they don't necessarily have proven methodologies and tool sets that go beyond just basic knowledge of the software. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you want to look at the methodologies of not just how they configure and design the software, which certainly is important, but what's even more important is how does the consulting partner handle organizational change management? How do they handle process reengineering? How do they handle overall project and program management? Those are things that are going to really determine whether or not your initiative is successful. So those are really the big three things that we would consider important when you're looking for an ERP consulting partner.
Okay. So as you referenced just a few moments ago, there are a lot of people that provide so-called ERP services. And I know there are a lot of huge consulting firms who provide ERP services. But in your experience, what kind of value do they bring to an implementation?
Well, I think most players in the industry provide some level of value. Otherwise, they wouldn't be successful, and they probably wouldn't still be in business. But I think you have to look at, you know, where could you get the most value? And when you look at the different types of organizations out there, you have big consulting firms, which when you think about system integrators, typically the big consulting firms provide kind of that traditional systems integration types of consulting. Mm-hmm. But their model is kind of the pyramid consulting model, where you have a few senior resources, but you have a kind of a boatload of lower level, lower paid consultants that are, you know, not that far out of college. So that's, you know, one downside or one area of value that some of these big consulting firms do not bring. Some of the other things you want to look for just in terms of assessing the value of an organization is, are they charging you to kind of train the consulting staff and train the staff that's on your project?
Right.
Because you certainly don't want to be paying for that training and development. That's what you're paying for, that expertise. You're not paying to train someone to do it.
Right.
And you also have a lot of vendors out there that are tied to a vendor. And as I mentioned before, there's some perverse incentives that go into that. If you're aligned with one software vendor, oftentimes you're more interested in getting more users or more maintenance dollars out of a client rather than, you know, doing good work on the consulting side.
Right.
And some of these bigger firms, too, they manage a ton of projects at once. So they have too many projects, and they've got, you know, your implementation ends up being just another folder on their desktop. And so that's something you want to watch for, too. And then, you know, kind of a last thing you want to watch for is not really the consulting firm potentially not having time to have that cultural fit between their team and your team, mm-hmm. Because that's very important, too, is making sure you've got that cultural fit. So those are a few things that I guess you could say you want to look at or watch for when you're assessing the value of an organization. But kind of the flip side of that, just getting back to your original question, what kind of value can an ERP consultant provide to your implementation? You want to look at things that are obviously, you know, there's the obvious things like their experience with the software package. You want someone that knows the software well, but what's just as important, if not even more important, are some of those other things we talked about before. Are they good project managers? Are they going to keep the project on track? Are they going to, you know, get the project done on time and on budget? Are they going to address the organizational change management and the business process reengineering side of things? And some of those benefits realization factors that are going to make your project successful and treat it more as a business initiative. So I guess that's a long-winded way of saying the bottom line is that you want to look for a company that can bring value both on the software side of the implementation as well as the business side of the implementation as well.
Right. And you want to make sure that you choose someone who has your best interests in mind and not someone who's trying to push a specific software agenda or provide on-the-job training at your expense for their people.
Exactly.
Right.
That's exactly true.
You're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions. Joining us for this podcast is Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, and he's giving us a really informative primer on what to look for when you're thinking about implementing an ERP strategy and how to get the most out of it. We've got more great information with Eric coming up in just a moment. Stick around.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing
maximizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. Joining us once again, Eric Kimberling. Now let's get back into the conversation.
So what are the risks of working with the wrong partner, or maybe even worse, no partner at all?
Well, that's a good question. I think the first thing that's useful to do is to start by looking at what are the risks or the consequences of an ERP failure, because that's really the question you've got to ask yourself. And the consequences of an ERP failure range from, you know, if you're a CIO or CFO or project manager, it could cost you your job if the project doesn't go well.
Right.
If you're looking more broadly at the entire organization, it can cost you not being able to ship product or not being able to track your resources in the organization because you didn't manage the implementation well. Mm-hmm. So the consequences can be pretty severe, and there's also more moderate risks and consequences as well. Things like, you know, taking too long to implement, spending too much on your implementation, not delivering the expected business benefits. Our research shows that most projects fail to implement on time, on budget, and or deliver the expected business benefits. So those more moderate or kind of middle of the road types of points of mediocrity are kind of the biggest concerns. So those are really some of the risks of working with the wrong partner. And you want to find a partner that's going to differentiate themselves from the masses, because most, if you look at most ERP implementations, most of them don't go well. So it's not enough to say, well, I found someone that's been in the industry for a long time, because chances are they've had a lot of moderate failures or extreme failures, because most of the industry does that, and most of the industry has those kind of challenges. So that's the consequence of working with the wrong partner. Now, the consequence of no partner at all, that's even more dangerous, I would say, because now you're not only not benefiting from some of the experiences of the potential ERP consulting partner, but now you're relying on your own internal team to manage some of those implementations, which generally most companies don't have that expertise in-house to be able to do that and do that well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think both present different types of challenges and risks, but they're both pretty equally significant.
I see. So let's talk about the cost. What about the cost? I mean, don't ERP consultants swell an ERP implementation budget?
Yeah, that's an interesting point or an interesting way to look at it. You know, a lot of companies do think that way. They think, well, I can do this for cheaper if I don't hire an ERP consultant. Well, sure, that might be true on paper or in the short term. It certainly will cost you less in the short run to not invest in that type of expertise and skill set and methodology.
Right.
But longer term, it's going to cost you a lot more because, you know, I can almost guarantee that if you don't hire an ERP implementation consultant, even if you just hire a mediocre one or a poor implementation consultant, it's probably going to be, it's going to be more beneficial to hire a mediocre consultant than it is not to hire one at all. So what you have to look at is what is the total cost of ownership and what is this total investment going to look like. And if you don't hire a consultant, typically it is going to take you longer and cost you more because, again, you don't typically as an organization have that internal expertise. You might have people here and there that have been through ERP projects, but it's not as if you're generally going to have people in-house that have gone through hundreds of implementations like a good ERP consultant has. So if you look at the overall cost, you know, here's some metrics that we have that kind of show the value of hiring Panorama. So one of the things that our clients have found is that it saves time to hire us. So it may seem like it's going to take you longer because now, you know, maybe you're getting more team members involved, and that in theory could take more time to get an implementation done. But if you look at our metrics and our research, it shows that the average implementation duration is 19 months versus, and that's across the board, across all industries and organizations, but Panorama clients implemented an average of 17 months, so that's 2 months less than the average.
Yeah.
So in our client base, it's, you know, less time.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at less money, the average implementation cost across the board for all companies is $8.5 million. The average Panorama client is $3.9 million. So it's about half of what it is for the overall average for kind of non-Panorama clients.
That's
so even though they're investing,
yeah,
again, on paper, it's costing these companies more because they are paying for Panorama. Longer term, it's costing them less to get the implementation done.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side, when you get to the other side of the implementation and you're live and you're using the software, you're going to have a greater rate of success by using an ERP implementation consultant. So these, if you look at benefits realized for the average implementation, the average ERP project delivers 39% of the expected business benefits, where the average Panorama client in implementation realizes over 80%. So
wow,
those are just metrics that show that, sure, on paper, like I said, it may look like it's more expensive, but longer term, it's going to deliver a very good ROI to hire an ERP consultant.
Yeah, and those are some impressive figures, specifically for Panorama versus the general ERP community, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, you've sold me, Eric. So
we're good.
How should a company then? Where should we start? I mean, how do they prepare to work with an ERP consulting firm?
Well, I think the first thing is to understand what exactly you want out of an ERP consulting firm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as simple as just we want someone that knows this particular software really well because it's the software we've selected for our company. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond, perhaps you need someone to help you evaluate, select, and implement the right software.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find someone that's independent and really good at what they do, they can do everything. They can be objective in helping you evaluate and select the software, and they can also help you implement very effectively using kind of a best of breed or best in class implementation approach that's proven across, ERP software solutions. So understanding what it is you want out of the ERP consultant and just knowing how to differentiate the masses and how to separate the cream from the crop, so to speak, because, again, as we've talked about already, there's lots of ERP consultants out there,
right?
And there's a huge amount of variation in how well they can do it. So just really taking some of these tips we've talked about today and kind of defining your own success factors and evaluation criteria for picking an ERP consultant is very important as well.
I've been speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, and I'd like to thank him for his advice on hiring an ERP consultant. Thanks for joining us on the podcast again today, Eric.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
It's been great having you. Remember, if you've got questions about any of the stuff we've covered here today, or you want to know more about what services Panorama Consulting provides, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again, everyone, for listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions, and we'll talk to you next time.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.